All right, you can find it and send it to me later.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we get your dice buying on this podcast.
Okay, okay.
All right, now pull the mic just a little bit closer.
I found it!
You sick! Okay! Stop! That's her ex! Yeah!
Is he, like, actually famous?
Ah! Really? Welcome, everyone, to episode 11 of This Bitch of an Earth. We're in sixth grade now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would never teach us.
I wouldn't either. If I'm going to be a professor, it's going to be to college kids. I want to set my expectations high. I want them to set their expectations of me high, but I want to end up, like, being one of those really chill professors who, like, gets tenure and then, like, just doesn't care. Fuck, man. The more I think about it, the more I should, like, go for that.
True. Library science is my dude.
And classical lit?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I'm going to write my dissertation on the Library of Alexandria!
Yeah. God, that makes me so mad. Oh, can that be my garbage bin?
Yeah.
Oh, the Library of Alexandria.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a fucking collective garbage bin. Do you, like, it really gets me so mad. Like, all of the fucking advancement, and it was burned down because of imperialism.
We could be living in a positive cyberpunk world.
Yeah, but we literally instead, could.
Fucking, instead, we... Was, like, it the fucking Greeks? Was it the Greeks?
It was Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
Fuck Alexander the Great!
He had a dog, though.
He did have a dog.
He loved his mastiff.
True. But fuck him, he burned down the library!
What did he gain from that? I mean, don't answer that.
Like, an empire.
Don't answer that, but what did he gain?
At what cost? Like, the net cost is negative.
True. Fuck you, Alexander. I guess we do know him, but still. Oh my god.
You just really had to fuck over your entire bloodline. Like, all of them. Really? Every single descendant you have. Man. Asshole. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
I had to write like two papers, one on a kid that I loved and one on a kid that I have negative feelings towards.
Okay.
And both of those kids just made me realize how much I just don't want to teach daycare.
Yeah.
I just want to be an elementary teacher.
Yeah.
Because I want the kids to automatically be like, this person's cooler than me because they are old. And my kids are like, I don't even know what old is. They're like, you're 4 years old, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like 4 or 5 years old. And they're like, cool, you're very tall. And I go, yeah, I am so tall. I'm a giant. I am 5'2". I am so tall.
All right. Should we get into it? It's garbage day.
It's garbage day. I had to put my garbage out today. Every Tuesday is garbage day for, like, my house.
Every Monday is garbage day for my house. Early week garbage day is literally the best.
True. I don't know. I always get stuck behind the garbage truck. A literal garbage bin.
Traffic is literal garbage bin. Next week. Next episode, I mean. Ooh, I can't remember. You go first, and I'll go first for friggin' hoorays.
Okay. My biggest garbage bin this week.
Yeah.
I promise I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Depression. So I looked at my room. This morning, I got up and I looked at my room and I was like, oh, it's garbage. Do I have anything to bring out? And I looked at the side of my bed that I don't sleep on. And I, like, picked up the sheet that was, like, already off the mattress. And it has been like that for, like, a week. And I found, like, an empty Lucky Charms box. And, like, an empty Cheez-It reduced fat box. And, like, several empty seltzer bottles. And, like, some empty White Claw kittens. And I was like, no, that's good. And then, like, got to work and was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And then, like you know those moments where you're like, oh, shit, am I in the depression rut? And you become self-aware of it. That, like, hit me today. And I was like, this can't happen. This is not going to happen. We have to fix this shit. And I, like, called my doctor and was like, hi, I need a therapy session. And they were like, okay, come in tomorrow at 11:30. And I was like, awesome. And I, like, called Discover. And I was like, I need a credit card. I need to build credit. And they were like, cool. All set. It's going to have a dog on it. And I was like, great. And I went to my boss and I was like, put me in the room I want to be in and give me 7-3. And she was like, I was going to anyway. Yay. And I was like, cool. We got 3 things done today. Everything's fine.
Don't worry about
it. And I was like, okay, we're going to be good. We're going to be fine. And like yesterday I passed her homework, which is like the first homework I've passed in like 2 weeks.
Woo!
Yeah. I was like, this is great. I got one thing done. I was like, half hour late to class because I had to rewrite everything, but it was all done.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is the first step. This is, I'm in my first step crawling out of this little hole. And like, so like, depression fucking sucks. And like, I just hate, because I feel like I don't get seasonal depression. And then like, every time February hits, from February till like, it hasn't even been since February, because February I was good. Yeah. Maybe it's just the entire month of March.
I just feel that, destroyed me. Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what happened. March went by so quick, I didn't know it was April today. I literally, it was like an April Fool's joke when someone was like, oh, it's April 2nd. I was like, fuck, I have to call my friend, it's her birthday. Like, March really did just, like, take its toll on me, and I'm just, like, gonna fucking snap back. Like, yes, I'm coming back!
Yes!
Bitch, I'm back by unpopular demand. I am here.
By popular demand. We love you.
I literally, I'm so hyped. I'm going to the fucking gym.
Yes.
I changed my membership to a student membership for the gym, too.
Yes.
So I have to pay $10 less.
Yes. God, I am so excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm supporting you.
Fuck you, depression, because you fucking suck. You drained everything out of me. You made me eat sugary cereals. My mom would be so disappointed in me. Like, my mom could find out that I was, like, chugging beers at 4:30 a.m. in the skate park, like, hanging out with rats in the sewers, and she would be like, you ate Lucky Charms? You fascist hoe. And I literally would feel so awful about eating those Lucky Charms. Like, the other day, I wanted McDonald's. I ate McDonald's. I hate McDonald's. McDonald's is nasty-ass shit. Like, and I, like, stopped and ate it and was like, this, I feel horrible, but, like, I only have this much money. I can only do this.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you just gotta get some, like, caloric value to get your body through it.
Literally. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
I fucking hate McDonald's. Ugh. I'm bouncing back. April is the month of J-Money.
J-Money? April is J-Money Pride Month, and it's just for you.
I'm here. I'm money. I'm here. I'm queer. I'm money. I couldn't think of a third one that rhymed, but that's okay, because I'm going to be out of depression soon.
Yay!
So I'll be back to rhyming.
Hell yes.
Hell. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, dunk that.
Dunk that goddamn anxiety crate.
So, fuck you.
Depression.
But thank you for. You suck.
But thank you for inspiring me to grow as a person whenever I become self-aware of you.
Yes.
Boom.
It's really the best feeling when you're like, fuck. I'm in a rut. I'm gonna...
Deanna just went straight into a T-pose.
That's what I do. Literally, I, like, realize something, and I, like, T-pose. I'm like, stop the world around me. I need to, like, take myself out of the washing machine and, like, hang myself out on a clothesline, just air myself out.
True.
My first garbage bin, if you're all set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go off.
So, I don't know if everyone knows, but PAX East was a big gaming convention that happened March 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st, and I went all 4 days. Something that really ground my gears, among other things on my job search and PAX weekend. Fucking recruiters? We're not even gonna get into the fact that, like, the Army definitely preys on, like, young, vulnerable people who play, like, Call of Duty. Yeah. We're not even gonna get into that. I'm just kind of upset that whenever you went out to the food trucks to get food, whenever you walked, like, towards the food trucks to get food, like, outside of the expo hall on, like, the east side of the convention center, there was, like, a big-ass army booth. They had, like, a full-on band. They had, like, a full-on truck outside in the thing. And it's like, we get it. Like, I don't know. It just ground my gears. And, it, like, I discovered it, like, Saturday. Which says all, I mean, no, not Saturday. I discovered the, like, food truck area truck when I went to get food on Thursday. But, like, I didn't see the thing inside until, like, the marching band was there and I was looking at dice on Saturday because I needed, like, a minute alone. And it's, like, it was just not the thing I needed to see. It was, like, I, like, there are so many, like, as an umbrella term, I know not everyone identifies with it, but there are so many queer people here. There are so many people here who can only be themselves here. Like, they might go back to a closet at home, you know, and... Yeah. The Penny Arcade has kind of been like, eh, when it comes to like trans people and whatever. But PAX as an event, everyone is so welcoming and so like kind. You know, like the enforcers do their best to be like, yeah, if someone's harassing you, if someone is making you feel uncomfortable for who you are, let us know. We will take care of it. And I personally haven't had to like experience that at PAX. I think... I mean, like, yes, I'm a bisexual woman, but I'm in a, like, straight-passing relationship with a straight man. I don't, like, look queer to people.
Yeah.
You know? I don't necessarily have to worry about being unsafe in a space. And, like, so I just don't know what it would be like. And I can't say that I do. But I can say that having that presence, especially with, like, all of, like, the trans bands and like, well, not all of them, but like all the stuff they're doing. And like the fact that I have seen so many people on social media being like, yeah, I like am trans and I am in the army because they paid for my college, because they pay well, because it was the only way out of a worse position than I was in. And like, I don't know, just for them to be there, it really didn't sit well with me, like specifically like army recruiters.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not the place for you. We are not here to, like, salute our best and bravest or whatever. And it's, like, even that is problematic. And I, like, feel horrible saying it because, yeah, we rank one in armed forces. But, like, for what?
Yeah.
To, like, I don't know, fuck up the Middle East even more?
Yeah.
To fuck up Venezuela even more? To, like, fuck with other people? And then what? Like, we don't have... consistent healthcare. We have shit education. You know, our public infrastructure is leagues behind everywhere else. Well, not everywhere, but like most other civilized places. And it's just, I don't know. It like really
brought. It wasn't appropriate.
Yeah. It really was not appropriate for a weekend where like people go to forget about shit like that. And it's just, I really didn't need it. Because when I saw it and when I was, like, cognizant of it was when I was already experiencing sensory overload for being in a space with, like, 40,000 other people, loud noises, and, like, being on my feet for 8 hours already. Mm-hmm. It was just not something I needed to see. So. And then job recruiters? Literally.
Really?
Yeah, job recruiters fucking suck. Stop harassing me on LinkedIn!
Oh my god.
Stop finding my email and sending me emails. If I wanted to use your services, I would seek you out. I don't want to give you a cut of my paycheck for finding me a job.
God.
Like,
I thought you meant at PAX. They were like, let me find you a job.
No, that would be pretty great because I would like to work in the games industry. I think that would be pretty cool. I feel like it's moving, well, for the most part, it's moving in a direction where, like, unionization, yes.
Yeah.
Women, yes. Queer people, yes. No more old white men, yes. Actually, I'll save this one for after, but, like, I just know I love Pat Bear as a human being.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Okay.
We
wrote that down. Pat Bear.
Pat Bear.
Every Pat I know is a bear, so.
Yeah. But, like, just stop harassing me.
Yeah.
Like, they'll, like, literally, one found my email today. Hold on. one emailed me over PAX weekend, actually, and was like, "Hi, Deanna, we have some interesting freelance opportunities with a couple of clients in the Boston area. Let me know if you're interested." And I was like, "Okay, can I hear a little bit more about the positions?" And they were like, "Can I have your phone number to discuss?" And I was like, "I would personally feel more comfortable knowing more about the positions before I give that information out." And they were like, "It's just easier to discuss over the phone." I was like, I stopped talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. If you're not going to respect my methods of communication for a freelance gig, like, I don't want to work for you. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to do contract work for you. I don't want to work full time for you. I don't want to work permanently for you at all. I do not want to be temp to perm at any company you're selling. Literally. You are doing a bad job of making me feel comfortable. And, like, if I'm going to be in a place for 40 hours a week,
yeah,
I want to be comfortable.
Literally.
Period.
Like, sorry, not sorry, you're not respecting the most basic of tasks. Like,
right, yeah. I also got an email from someone that was, like, this beautifully laid out, 100% templated, like, error corrected, whatever, for, like, contract work at another, like, creative or, like, marketing company. And I was like, I'm not looking for contract work. I'm looking for full-time, permanent employment exclusively. And they were like, oh, send back your resume if you want us to keep you in mind. And they were in the creative industry. And I was like, okay, I'm looking for something in publishing to start my career. Like, this is a career move for me. And it would be great if you could connect me with someone. Attached my resume, whatever. And they sent the most awful email back. I was so polite. I was like, hi, Anne. Like, attached to my resume. Thank you for reaching out. I'm looking forward to working with you. You know.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, and they sent back literally no salutation, no end. They were like, thanks. I will keep you. Like, keep you was not spaced out.
Oh my God.
In mind. Period.
Like, sure.
Like, okay, thanks. You've lost that opportunity. Like, the job search is not going well.
Don't beg for me and then disrespect me. Like.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be a recruiter. I'm not going to be recruited though.
Yeah.
Like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen with someone I already know and trust.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen with some stranger coming into my LinkedIn inbox saying, we have job. Like, it's contract, you'll be working from home, working on WordPress. It is $10 an hour. Like, no thank you. I am worth job. More than that. Yeah. Man. So fuck recruiters. Do you need a cough?
No, I had to burp. But oh, okay. Did it.
So fuck recruiters.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Of all shapes and sizes from all industries.
Yeah.
But thank you for making me realize I am cut out for the publishing industry because my grammar is better than yours.
Me grammar good too. Me. Oh my God.
Hey, Julia?
Hey.
I think we see more stuff in the bin there.
Hey, I think I see a little more. Is it? I'm going to get a little bit political, not too political, just a little
bit. I already
bit, because
did.
It's my biggest garbage.
We wouldn't want to get controversial so do it. On this podcast.
This isn't controversial. This is a fact. So.
Okay, so I meant controversial as in, like,
yeah, no,
oh,
I'm
you're
just
talking about basic human rights? Wow. What a novel. But yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I don't even want to say her god fucking name. Betsy DeVos is my absolute least, like, I don't hate a lot of people, and I try not to hate people that I don't know, but I would sell that woman if someone was like, hey, you can cut your toenail, like, your entire foot off, and Betsy DeVos will, like,
perish,
or you cannot do anything and she won't, I would already have my feet in a bag at the doorstep. Like,
not one, but
I
two.
Hate that woman so much.
Yeah. Like, wow. Like, we didn't take out the garbage. We went to the fucking dump.
Like, literally. We went to the fucking dump, and then we had to go down 17 flights to enter her spot in hell. Like, I literally hate that god
yeah, literally
fucking drained
right
heart
in Satan's
woman.
Ass crack in the Dante's Inferno of the dump.
Oh my god, I'm so angry. Because this woman. Okay, this woman goes. This woman really goes, I'm going to cut funding to the Special Olympics. People are going to donate to them. And I was like, wow, that's a bad thing. That's a horrifying thing.
That's
like, yeah. I'm going to say 4 or 5 friends on Facebook who like go to the Special Olympics and like that, like they go there and that's their social life. Like they go there a couple days, like a month, and they like go and they play basketball and they do this and they have so much fun because like they do not feel comfortable in other spaces. Like nowhere makes them feel safe. And Betsy DeVos comes in and she goes, I'm going to cut it because it's like, what is it? Like 40,000, 40 million?
It was 40, like 40 000. Million. Yeah.
One of her several yachts cost more than 40 million. Sell your yacht, Betsy.
Or was it like she's cutting 10 or 20 mil and the yacht's 40 mil?
Yeah.
Something like that. Some bullshit amount of money that like shouldn't even be conceived of for one person to own a fraction of.
But also, why does she have more than one yacht? Mm-hmm. Why do you need more than one yacht?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
in case one's in cleaning. It's got a barnacle on it. I guess.
What made me even more mad about that was that it was definitely all just a sham. Like, she was never going to cut that. Because it was just a reason for people to be like, see, Donald Trump's not a bad guy. Because he was like, we are not cutting the funding. Because it was such an utterly bizarre act that even he wouldn't do, that he was like one of his publicists was like, we're gonna
I honestly would good. Not put it past him.
Like, that's literally what happened.
Second of all, like, yeah.
Like, it was all a publicity move for her to be like, I'm gonna cut this, wink, wink. And then Donald Trump was like, now? I go, now? My cue cards? You have my, we had the, okay. And he goes, I am not going to cut it. End.
Yeah.
This is the man who made fun of a reporter with a disability not 2 years ago and still got elected as our godforsaken president. Like, these are all facts in the timeline that have happened.
Yeah.
Like, this man, 20 minutes after Betsy DeVos was like, I'm going to cut this money. I have the will and testament to cut this money. Was like, she's not going to do it. Sorry. No. I respect all people with disabilities. Salute the troops. Like, fuck you. Fuck you, and why are you on the campaign trail right now?
Yeah.
So, fuck you, Betsy DeVos, because you're just a horrible fucking human being. You're just the world's most lifeless, unhappy human being. I thought I was depressed. Like, that woman's gotta have something else going on.
Yeah.
Like, so fuck you, Betsy DeVos, but thank you for reminding me that I have something to believe in. And realizing that we need a fucking revolution.
Yesterday.
Approximately 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
also, do you want to take our quick intermission for dice?
Is it dice time?
It's 8:57.
8:57, my alarm's gonna go off in 1 minute. Okay, quickie right, update.
So, yeah,
so Kraken dice, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
I love them. An alarm just went off that says Kraken owns your ass.
Before we get into my last garbage bin and before we take our break, we kind of wish we had timed this better, but we needed batteries to actually record, so no way we could have done that. But yeah, Julia, take the audio.
Okay, Kraken dice is a company that started from a Kickstarter a couple years ago, and last year they raised a lot of money and made a lot of money very quickly, and then all of a sudden they were selling a lot of dice very fast. So now they have to move into a bigger space in California, and because of this they've had several big sales, and they are putting out a $50 loot bag right now that has things in it over $100 in value. It weighs 1 pound. You will get at least one set of dice, maybe two. You will get an enamel pin, a metal dice set, two multicolored 7-piece dice sets, one glitter dice set, and more mystery things. Over $100. A metal dice set is already $30. What else are they going to put in there? And I am obsessed with Kraken and spend approximately $20 on a week from them because their story is very inspiring, and all of their things are very good. Everything is beautiful. Everything is well made. They are the sweetest people. They listen to as many, like, opinions. And if you say, hey, I'm buying 18 mystery dice sets, can one of them be purple? They will go out of their way to send you a purple dice set. Like, learn from experience. They sent me a purple dice set, and I love them.
Oh my God.
I just love them so much.
I'm going to make a bad decision. Oh, that's what it is!
Oh my god, okay. It's 8:59. They're dropping at 9 o'clock.
God. Fuck, man. I just bought Dice Reset, at PAX.
Refresh. Okay. That didn't even take me 1 minute. I had to have gotten one. Their servers are probably, like, absolutely off the hook right now.
Yep. Probably. Like, this is... I hit place order.
This is one of the two companies that I have, like, not only notifications on Twitter, but I'm in their fan group. And I just love them so much. I really do. Like, Brian, Robin, the squad, the Cephala squad.
The Cephala squad.
Are the purest group I've ever seen. I literally was like, how do I re-ink sets? And they were all like, it's so easy. And like, let us just help you. And here's what brushes you should buy. And someone PM'd me and was like, hey. I didn't get it.
Do you want to add a third garbage bin? And it's not getting this.
My third garbage bin. I'm so sad, guys. I was so excited for this loot bag.
I feel bad now.
Don't feel bad.
I mean, like, I don't feel, like, bad.
People, but, like, yeah.
No,
like,
I don't feel bad, like, because I got it and you didn't. I feel bad
empathetic.
That,
like, huh? Like, empathetic.
Yes, I do.
Like,
yeah.
That's a good feeling to have.
Let's get into my last garbage bin. There's still one more thing in the at the bottom there. It's customer service jobs.
Oh, you're so valid.
Yeah. Like, this is mostly, like, for my one homie at the Devolver booth during PAX. Like, I know I stood in your line for half an hour, and you had three setups, and two of them were press, and press just kept coming up, and I was cranky and angry, and I hated your setups. Your game was good, but, like, when you told me that someone also waited an hour and a half in this line and then ignored you when you were like, hey, sorry for the wait, like, what Devolver game do you not have? We'll give you a code for it. Someone fucking ignored him.
Oh my god.
Like, this man was just manning the booth, like, trying to manage everyone's expectations, trying to make sure everyone was, like, good, like, in line, like, press was getting their chances and everything, and, like, he was straight up ignored by someone that was, like, after being like, hey, free game?
That's so
rude. And, like,
rude.
No response. Like, I fucking, like, were people, like, I literally, I was like, that's not fair. Like, yeah, complaining's one thing, because, like, God knows he heard me complaining.
Yeah.
But I was like, complaining's one thing, but you're a person.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh my, like, yeah, I am. Like, no. Thank you.
I got it. Woo! I was like, I'll just try one more time.
Oh my god, Julia.
I need a walk.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish my garbage bin while Julia rolls around on the floor because she got her dice. You good?
Yeah.
All right.
The floor is my friend.
The floor is your friend. My whole house is your friend. My, yeah, this is a thing I'll cut out, but I'll say it during the break. Anyway. So yeah, just like, fuck customer service. Like, we have to, we're people too. And we have to deal with, like, shitty coworkers on top of your shitty attitude. Like, we gotta deal with shitty companies, for the most part. We gotta deal with shitty, like, other customers. We gotta deal with shitty, like, coworkers who are rude sometimes and will eat for 8 hours a day and just eat noises.
Right next to your goddamn
Right
mouth.
Next to my goddamn area! In an open...
My goddamn area!
My space! Ugh. So, like, don't be rude. If I can't help you, I can't help you. It doesn't matter that you need your statements. They haven't fucking posted yet, Karen. I cannot pull a PDF out of thin air because our trash ass system hasn't posted it yet. I know it's the second of the month.
Oh my god.
These things take time, Karen. I was going through it today.
If it bar, like, I always try and make, if I have to talk to customer service, I, like, try and make it my point to be like, thank you so much.
Yeah. And I, like, really am talking, like, I want to be the joy in your day. Because I remember good customers. I will remember who treats me well.
And like, then you want to treat them well.
Yeah.
And, like, some guy, okay, so I was on the phone with Discover yesterday, and there was this woman named Steve, or this guy named Steven, then he transferred me to Eve. And I made sure, I was like, thank you so much for your help, Steven. Like, mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, thank you so much, Julia. Have a great day. And I was like, you too, buddy. And then Eve was like, I want to help you so badly. You're like, let's just get all your stuff in right now. And it took me 5 minutes to apply for a credit card. I was like, this is great.
It's deceptively easy.
It's deceptively easy, but I also was like, this is phenomenal. God bless. And then today they were like, okay, like, hi, I'm Tom. Like, how are you? Have a great day. And, like, they were just so polite. And I was like, how could someone be mad at you? Mm-hmm. I was like, I hope you're having a good day, Tom. And yeah. He was like, thank you. And I was like, yeah, you can put me on hold now.
Like, I will wait on hold for, like, hours. If you are dealing with other customers barking up your ass, I'll wait. I got, like, I don't have anything to do, man.
I was like, I put Tom on speaker. I played Animal Crossing Pocket Camp while I waited. Like, there's no reason to be mean to someone. Like, don't take your anger out on someone else. Go find a fucking punching bag.
Yeah.
Like, a literal punching bag.
Yeah, like, go take a free boxing class.
If you're white, go punch a wall. No one will care. Everyone will be like, wow, he's cool.
Like, wow, art, they'll frame it.
Like, literally. Whole Jacob punched in the wall. Yeah.
So, I guess, fuck customer service. Like, right up the ass. But thank you for, one, teaching me patience. Like most things on this show do. And two, like giving me a paycheck.
One taught me patience.
One taught me patience. It's just patience three times.
Patience, patience, patience! Nurses get patience.
Funny story. When I was in middle school, at the end of eighth grade, we all had this ceremony, and we went to, of course, a Christian private school. Non-denominational, by the way.
Ooh.
At the end of eighth grade, we all got these little, like, awards, and it was what fruit of the spirit you were. I was self-control. I was the only one.
Oh my god.
I have no impulse control. I thought it was really funny when I was 14, and I think it's funny now, 10 years later.
That's pretty funny. Like, you do have a lot of self-control, but also...
I have a lot of self-discipline. I do not have self-control.
Yes. I don't have any of that. I have a lot of patience, and then once you break that seal,
oh god,
I'm off the fucking charts.
Yeah. I have a lot of, like... I don't want to call it, like, head-assery.
Headstrong.
I was once derogatorily called fucking headstrong. And I took it as a compliment.
Oh my god.
Like, someone was like, yeah, you are really fucking headstrong, and it really annoys me when you're, like, anal about times. And I was like, oh, thank you.
Oh my god. What the fuck is up, power bottom? Get your fucking act together and delete this!
Did you just call me a power bottom? No, I'm a lazy top.
I was watching. Really?
I am a lazy top.
That was off what I thought, but also they said that on Game Grumps earlier.
Wait, what?
I was watching Game Grumps. Power bottom? And he went, Bienvenue, power bottoms! I lost my shit. And it was nap time.
Would have been great if my mom came home and I was saying, yo, power top!
Would have been better if she walked in and I went,
a lazy top.
It would have been best if she walked in the door and went, hey, and I went, bienvenue, power bottoms!
Me walking onto the set of Queer Eye. What am I saying? Antony's a top.
I was about to say, and Antony. Okay, but Tan's a communist, and that's all that's important to me.
Tan's a top!
Tan's a top.
Tan's a top.
With a tuck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love Tan.
Oh, Karamo's a top.
Karamo's a top.
Jonathan's a power bottom.
Yeah. Bobby.
Bobby's a bottom.
Bobby's a verse.
Bobby's a verse, but he prefers bottom.
Yes. Okay. There we go. I'm glad we settled this.
BDSM bottom.
Oh my god. Yeah. Bobby's my favorite. I fucking idolize him. Like, literally the interior designer I look up to the most.
You're so valid.
I don't even know what tangent we were on. Okay, so fuck you, customer service. Thank you for teaching me patience. We're going to take a break. We're back, everybody. We went through garbage day and my hair just went everywhere.
I can't believe I got the bag.
I can't believe you got the bag either. At 9:04. So, welcome, everybody, to the friggin' hoorays. We are a markedly Boston-based podcast, and we are going to say friggin' hooray about some things.
Boston-based podcast!
So yeah, we're going to say friggin' hooray for a couple of things. I'm going first for the friggin' hoorays, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My first friggin' hooray is my very first credit card. Like, literally baby's first credit card.
Wait, me too!
Dang! Oh my God! Dang! I don't know. I tried applying for one in December, but, oh, I can say this now because I'm not technically not buying a house anymore. My parents went through a divorce, and I was, like, going to buy the house as a gift of equity, but that fell through, and I tried to apply for a credit card while I was also applying for a mortgage, and they were like, no, what the fuck?
This is ballsy of you, but okay.
Yeah. Like, no, you can't have a fucking credit card. You're going to have a fucking mortgage. Stop. So my credit score took a hit. And then I was like, huh, I'm not doing the mortgage process anymore. I should apply for a credit card. And, like, I picked, like, no fees. It looks pretty as hell. Look at this shit. I got the pedal card if anyone's... if anyone is curious.
That's so pretty.
It's literally, like, no fees. The most aesthetically pleasing thing I've ever seen. I'm not gonna tell you guys my credit limit because that seems weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Just the fact that, like, my... what I like to call my fuck off fund has, like, almost doubled in size.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. That's a friggin' hooray if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. I feel so secure now.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. I am so scared about using it. I'm like not even gonna get past like $60
yeah.
of utilization. You know, that'll keep me like down in like the single digits of like, cause
I said if I'm gonna do like a trip or anything or like I'm gonna
right,
use
like foreign like, transaction stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I'm gonna like spend all the money I spend on Kraken is going on the credit card and then I'm just gonna pay it off.
Right.
Like, right then.
Like, I have made a vow to myself that I am not going to spend money that I do not have accounted for.
Yeah.
Like, this is not free money for me.
Yeah.
It is emergency liquid assets. Yeah. So, like, if my car breaks down and I don't have cash on me to pay the tow guy.
Yeah.
I can get to the shop and I can put it on my credit card and I can say thank you for my car.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, my dad was like, why would you get a Discover card? They don't work everywhere. And I was like, that's the point. Like, I mean,
mine's a Visa, Discover. So.
Mine's Discover. It's teal. It has a dog on it. Cute. I love it so much.
I applied for Discover and I almost got the gay one.
You're so valid.
When I was denied the first time because I had a mortgage open.
I almost got one that was just, like, shiny. And then I was like, ooh, I'll get the palm tree one because I'm living on island time. And then...
Margaritaville?
I was like, I could waste away a day. But the dog just called out to me and he's wearing sunglasses. And he's so much cooler than me and he's an aspiration and a goal and I'm just excited to like have something that's like proof I'm an adult.
No, yeah.
That I do work a real 40-hour job.
Correct. Like, yeah. Like, I have an emergency fund. I have like a 401k through my work. I have a savings account.
We both did our taxes.
Oh, we both did our taxes. Like, I did my taxes adults. A month early, dude.
I did my taxes yesterday.
Still early.
Yeah.
It's not like August, which is when my dad used to do them.
I did mine in October.
That's fine.
2 days before they were due.
That's okay. No, what really fucked me up about that was like I had to fill out FAFSA. And they were like, please enter your parents' tax information. And I was like,
oh, God.
I don't think you understand how my father works. But he's not going to do them for another 8 months. Like, sorry, FAFSA. Go talk to him. And they were like, but they're your loans. And I was like,
okay.
Suck my entire ass. I know.
You're not going to give me money anyway.
They actually, I got a good grant.
Nice.
Which is why I'm not like 50 grand in debt. I'm just like 25.
Nice, nice, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah. And it's because I like lived on campus 1 year.
Yeah.
If I commuted, it would have been like 10.
Nice.
Now everyone can guess my net worth.
Mine is $0 and 0 cents.
Mine is still negative.
Great!
Because of my student loans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you have like debt that exceeds your assets, then your net worth is negative.
Mine is like, I read break even. Not, like, I am exactly $0 because...
That's good!
I like, lost my scholarship and was, like, not going here anymore. Like, I literally, I got out and then I was like, $200 to take class? okay, boop.
Yeah. But hey, you're finishing your degree. Yeah, so thank you to my first credit card.
Yeah.
Like, I have a really nice fuck off fund. So if I do need to, like, if I am just, like, fed up, if, like, I have to go do overtime for some other location that won't help us for whatever reason, but they're like, no, but we need you, you have to go, I can be like, no, I quit, actually. Literally. So, I mean, I'm gonna try and not let it get to that point, but God knows I want it to. God knows I want to backflip out of there and say, no, I'm done. So yeah, what's your first friggin' hooray?
My first friggin' hooray. So I kind of grazed over it because it was connected to my depression one, but I passed in a homework.
You passed in a, like, homework.
So the details of this, I also grazed over this, but I had to do, like, logs about a kid, like, a kid who I feel positively about and a kid I feel negatively about.
And that you teach.
This one homework, like, was more important to me than I thought that it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because I, like, I taught myself, like, I learned that I know my limits pretty well, like, when it comes to, like, attachment. I realized that, like, you can't love every kid. Some kids you just don't like. And yep. Some kids just poop too much for you to like them.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And I just, like, in this, I was like, wow, I really just need a routine. I need kids who can talk. I need kids who can follow instruction. I need basic needs for a routine for slightly older kids. Because yeah. I love teaching them when they're still able to have fun and when they're still able to learn through play. Mm-hmm. Learning through play is so important to, like, my teaching manifesto. But so is understanding that the world does function. Where, like, my kids get that to a fault. Where I'm teaching them that the world functions. And I don't feel like I will be able to teach that. I don't think I give them the best education that they require. So it's, like, it was really important to me to find that out. Like, to absolutely confirm, like, this is where I need to be. This is where I am. Mm. And now I'm able to, like, write on paper, like, tell my boss, like, this is not my forever job. Like, I will not be here until I retire. And she was like, I understand that. And I was like, okay, but I literally will not be here. Like, I set an end date for when I was going to quit.
Fuck, yeah.
Like, if I'm not out of my job by 2024, I'm messing something up. That is also the summer in which my favorite student will be graduating. But that's totally coincidental. thank you for that homework. Because, yeah. Like, it sucks having to do homework, but when it, like, means something, top tier.
Yeah. Homework it doesn't like, feel sometimes. Like homework when it means something.
Yeah.
When you're, like, into it and it's like, yeah, like, I really like this assignment. You're, like, actually proud to hand it in.
Yeah. I handed in my logs and they were typed and everyone else was, like, scribbles on a piece of lined paper. And I was like, this is great. And also, like, I wasn't depressed for an hour.
Yeah.
When I was doing it. I was, like, almost neurotypical. Like, the dream.
Yeah.
Like,
like, we don't have to be 100%. Just, like, almost neurotypical would be great. Like, I don't want to overthink every single thing that someone says to me.
Every breath that I take, every move that I make, someone's watching me.
Oh, you're gay? You listen to 80s pop music? If you listen to 80s pop music in 2019, you're fucking gay. Sorry.
Okay. I really want you to tell me one about one of your friggin' hoorays.
It's one I'm so excited for.
Okay, I'm so excited.
It's a two-in-one.
Yes.
It is, like, my real two non-screen hobbies. Gardening and reading.
Ooh.
Honestly, it's high time. Because, like, I love being outside, which is weird. I hate bugs. But I like being outside. So that's where I'm at. But, like, I'm planning out a greenhouse. I picked out which kit I'm gonna get, and I found a 20% off coupon for it. So, like, the next time I need to, like, replace my phone first. But when I have, like, some disposable money, I'm gonna, like, go get it, like, build the foundation, like, put gravel in it and everything, and, like, just, like, garden.
That's so exciting.
I'm already planning out, like, the herbs and vegetables and, like, flowers I'm gonna grow. Like, I'm so excited.
That's so cute. I'm so excited.
And, like, in a way, it's really helping me, like, connect with both my grandfathers, because, like, both my grandfathers have gardens. And, like, my favorite thing about visiting is, like, going to look at the garden and, like, watching them, like, water the plants and stuff.
That's so cute.
It's like,
I'm
no,
so excited for
no
you.
Politics here, just vegetables.
No politics, just vegetables.
Because I know what they think. And it's no, not okay. Something I want to listen to. But, you know, just veggies.
Just veggies.
Just veggies.
That's so exciting.
I can't wait to, like, grow stuff. Because, like, those plants over there and two plants in my room are, like, the first plants that I have kept alive for more than 3 months.
Yay!
I have, like, a little succulent on my work desk, too. And, like, three people came in and complimented it today. And they were like, oh, that's such a cute little plant. Is it, like, fake? And I was like, no, it's real. Like, they don't need much watering, so it's perfect for here when I'm not,
yeah,
like, here overnight and stuff. When I can't, like, watch it 24/7. And they were like, oh, okay, that's cute. And, like, I just came back from vacation, so I, like, took it out of its pot, and I, like, soaked it in a little thing of water till it all got saturated, and I put it back, and it was nice and happy. Like,
happy little trees.
Happy little succulent. His name is Charles. Like, literally Charles Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Stop. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine so much.
Good show. So, yeah. And also, the fucking book series that I've been reading, it's called, The Shadow series by Lila Bowen, which is a pseudonym for Delilah S. Dawson. Holy shit, man. Oh, my family's home. It's so good. It is so good. It follows this protagonist who is half Native American, half...
Okay, it's this one.
It's this one, yeah.
Okay.
The first book's called Wake Up Vultures. It follows this girl. She's 16. Who is half Native American, half black, adopted by, like, some hillbilly farmer. Cheat of the town, not like, a good person. Definitely, like, old bad man. Runs away, becomes a ranch hand, starts presenting as male.
Ooh.
And is like, well, I've never really identified with femininity. It's just not, I don't want to be that. Like, whatever, whatever. Ends up finding vampires in the saloon they go to at the end of the week. Like, first week as a ranch hand. Like, oh, vampires work here. Cool. And then is haunted by this woman who shows up on the ranch and is like, you're going to do things. And, like, it's just so good.
I'm so excited.
Everyone in this book. Everyone in this book is gay. It's such a quick read. It's so good.
I have to enjoy reading again. I can't wait.
It's a really good one to start with.
I've decided that, like, my summer, I'm fully encapsulating myself in island time, because I'm working until 3. So then from 3 to, like, 5 every day, I'm either going to go to the beach or take a walk by the beach.
Oh my god.
Cuz, like, I live at the beach. I should take advantage of that I can. So, like, island time, baby, and I'm just going to start reading.
Are you going to visit Margaritaville at 5 p.m. every day on the beach?
Every single goddamn day.
Every single day.
I am bringing my margarita mix, non-alcoholic yes! margarita mix, and, like, 50 nips. And I'm just going to take a shot of each. Just keep going back and forth until I am on island time. And that's my 21st birthday plan.
Nice. Nice. So... yeah, gardening and reading kind of, they take me from seasonal depression to my usual dysmethia. Just, yeah.
Honestly, where I'm so excited that you're going to be just, like, living your best.
I'm going to be a farmer. I'm going to do Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, but in real life.
I literally was going to be like, you're Stardew Valley.
I have greenhouse.
You put so many plants into that goddamn community center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be nice.
Gold star watermelon.
That was honestly the most satisfying thing about Stardew Valley was completing the community center. Fuck, minutes.
I'm currently doing a run where I try and do the community center in 1 year. And I bombed the last one so hard that I have to do it right this time.
Yeah.
And then
who picks Jojo Mart?
I don't know.
I just...
I want to try to, but I can't.
I can't.
I made a file to pick Jojo Mart, and then I was like, I can't do this.
It
like,
feels so wrong.
It does.
I feel like you need to pick it the first time around, or you can't pick it at all.
True.
Like
I care like too much Undertale about all these thing. People.
Like, you either have to go killing everything.
I cannot. I started playing Undertale. And I loved Undertale. I played it on the PC.
Yeah.
But, I bought it for Switch, and I, was playing it the other day. And there's a first part in the tutorial where you're supposed to click fight, but then you're like I don't like to fight her because it makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never actually fought in Undertale. I've only done pacifist runs because I get too sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a way for me to not kill someone, so why would I? And I accidentally hit her. And I just exited out as soon as possible, but that doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
She still dies, and then... The flower came the next time I opened it. It was like, I know what you did. You look like you saw a ghost. And I...
Wait! This part fucked me up so bad, too.
Toriel? I literally... Yeah.
Yeah, literally. I had a heart...
I just started crying.
I had to put the game down and I had to leave.
Same. I saved and quit. I was like, I can't do this.
No, I
exited.
Oh, man.
I didn't play it for 3 days. I was like, I couldn't do it. I felt so horrible. I was like, you just made me butterscotch pie.
I didn't know you could be, like pacifist at that point. I thought it was just, a regular old RPG. And then I was like, wait, I didn't want to, kill her.
Yeah.
So I quit without saving. And that's what was like, you think about telling Toriel, you killed her.
Yeah.
You saw her die. I was like,
I literally didn't see her.
This is too much for 12 p.m. on a Sunday.
Like, when I tell you, I actually hit her and she went, oh, and I went off.
honestly.
Ugh. It really, that game is genius. Toby Fox,
Toby Fox knows.
Toby Fox fucking knows.
Yeah.
If Toby Fox and Curious Ape teamed up, we'd be dead. It'd be too powerful.
TM. I want to publish that game.
Wait.
Oh, fuck.
Can you imagine?
Video games are done after that.
Literally. People are going to keep trying and just failing.
Yeah.
Triple A's are going to be trying and failing.
Yeah, Triple A's. Shout out to who made Crypt of the Necrodancer? He's making a Zelda game now.
True, I saw that, the Cadence one.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so happy for him because that game.
That's what he deserves.
That game is so good.
I never played it, but I know it's what he deserves.
I can only play it with the Chipsil remixes because Chipsil is fucking fantastic, and Crypt of the Necrodancer, fucking fantastic. They're both good. Match made in heaven. If he can get Chipsil to do the soundtrack for the Zelda game, though.
Oh my god.
That hole was made for me. Ben Pack of Giant Bomb, after the Zelda Cadence announcement happened, he was like, he posted that anime, manga picture of, this hole! It's mine! It was made for me! This is my hole! Chipsil plus Zelda plus Crypt of the Necrodancer, my hole. That's my hole.
My bag! They took my bag!
So, our collective hooray. You want to talk a little bit about PAX?
Don't I have one more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did one. You did one. I did Gar... Oh, yeah, you have one more.
Okay.
Because
this one was one I, cared about the most.
Okay.
So, I had, a mom date the other day.
Yes.
But, with my Auntie Claire, too, who is, my second mom. She's, one of those moms that, she's my neighbor, mm-hmm. And we're, very... distantly related because everyone in Winthrop is, but
okay.
So I woke up and my friend Lillian was who I love my whole Saturday was so swaggy. It was my first Saturday that I hadn't been in New Hampshire in a couple months, and I was I don't know if I'm actually gonna do anything. What if I just stay in my bed? And my friend Lillian was get breakfast with me tomorrow. I have to go buy mousetraps. And I was awesome. that means we get to go to Ace Hardware, too. I love Ace Hardware. Ace is the place. So I
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I almost worked there, but I thought I'd look too gay.
Who gives a shit?
Sophomore year, Julia Ford. So my friend Lillian was like, let's go get breakfast. And we got breakfast and we talked and had a good time because I love my friend Lillian so much. She's just like such a great person. Yeah. And she's having so much good happen to her because she deserves it.
That's so nice. She worked
so hard to get where she is. Mm-hmm. And it's paying off, and I'm so happy for her. Good. And I just couldn't stop smiling because I was so happy for her. So we did that. We bought some humane mouse traps. I got to see her roommates, who are delightful. And, like, we put down the humane mouse traps with a little Nutella in them so that the mouse would go in. And then I went home, and my mom was like, okay, get in the car. We're going. Like, we're leaving. Bye. We're going.
Yeah.
And I was like, awesome. So I got in the car, and then in 5 seconds, we were at Panera. I fucking love Panera. They know I love Panera. I didn't know we were going to Panera. So we got there. I got my chicken soup bread bowl. I didn't have to pay for it because my mom was like, don't even worry, son. I was like, thank you, mother. So I got my bread bowl. I got my apple. I ate my apple and my bread bowl. And then we waddled on over to the Michael's Craft store that's in the same strip mall. And I went nuts in Michael's Craft store. And I actually only bought 5 things, but like I took out a lot of things that I thought I was going to buy. And it was great. And I love Michael's Craft store, and the energy was great. My mom was like, we can make this so easy. Don't buy that. And I was like, you're right. We could make that so easy. I needed you to say that to me. And we went to Michael's Craft store, and then we left, and then we went to Dollar Tree, and I bought little bunny ears for all my students because we had to take a picture. We're all wearing bunny ears for Easter. And then we went to Joann's Fabrics. I love Joann's Fabrics. I bought some ribbon and some cording to make bags. And I bought some more fabric. And I just, oh, it was just such a good day. And I was like, I don't want this to end. So then my mom was like, come out to dinner with us. And we went to our favorite restaurant. My aunt goes there probably once a week. It's called Aaliyah in Winthrop. And I ate some really good chicken piccata, which is like one of my favorite meals. We make it every Tuesday.
I do make it every Tuesday.
Deanna has eaten it twice. And it's just, oh, it was just such a good Saturday.
So hell
like,
yeah,
shout out to my mom and my auntie Claire, because I just like needed that. And then Sunday I stayed in my bed until 2 p.m and then did homework. Like I was functional after that. Because I was like, you know, yesterday was such a good day. I just have to do something else now. Like, ugh.
Nice.
You know those days?
Yeah.
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 And, like, I think it was kind of refreshing because, like, I didn't get to see, like, Deanna. And I didn't get to see, like, Amber and Ash and, like, all the friends who I normally see on a Friday night. And so what kind of replaced that was, like, hanging out with my mom.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely missed you guys, but I think I needed to, like, rekindle my love for video games, I think.
True. Ugh.
I fucking love video games.
Our collective.
Are you ready? PAX!
PAX!
PAX was so good, even though I did have to wait an hour in line for Zero Katana, hour and a half. I never got into the control demo because Sony only had 4 fuck-ass setups with that Sony shmoney. Devolver had 3 setups and 2 of them were for press. Like, but I got Ape Out for free. Also, like, fuck the army for being there. That's not your place. Oh, Pat fucking Bear. Pat Bear is, Giant Bomb affiliated. I kind of don't know what he is from originally, but he's, like, a friend of Giant Bomb, which is, like, one of my favorite gaming news and, like, entertainment websites. Like, period. If only for the fact that they're openly, like, yeah, women have and queer people have, like, a place here, too.
Good.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They another Giant Bomb affiliated person, Dave Lang of Divekick and Iron Galaxy fame.
Yep.
Hosts a panel at PAX East and I think PAX Prime every year called Let's Rank It, which is a bunch of people like Giant Bomb and other like Dave Lang's friends basically get together and rank things.
Fucking geniuses.
They have it split into tier lists. Like, I think the scent of a grandma is like number 6 in D tier. No, it's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be absolutely nuts. What's in A tier? Getting a whole row to yourself on an airplane is in A tier. S tier is, I think the bottom of A tier is like a business zinger in a meeting. Like, just, I don't know. Dave Lang is like this presence that I aspire to have the charisma of one day. But Pat Bear was on this panel, and it was Dave Lang, Jeff Gerstmann of Giant Bomb, a couple other people. There was like a queer person, person of color, like definitely like diverse.
Yeah.
So they were like, they went through the lineup a couple of times, and they were like, okay, now audience submissions. And of course, like a bunch of dudes got up to the microphone to say something. And Pat Bear, my fucking hero, I like talked to him after like the last panel I saw him in. And I was like, just thank you. Like, I was at Let's Rank It, and thank you for doing this. Like, it really meant a lot to me. And he was like, dudes in line, if you look behind you and look in front of you and see three other dudes, consider, do you need to be there?
Ooh.
Oh. Like,
what a guy.
Yeah.
That's so refreshing. He didn't have to do that.
He really didn't.
He did.
And he also, I went to this other panel, the PAX Rumble 6. Another, like, Giant Bomb joint. They have their own, like, video games wrestling league.
Oh my god.
Usually they have PAXomania at PAX East and the PAX Rumble at, I think, like, PAX Prime or something. I don't keep up with the lore. Don't email me about it. Don't mention me about it. Like, I really am just there for the one at PAX East, and it's funny and good. Pat Bear was looking for, like, actual wrestlers to come do the show. Because they usually get one or two. They had a duo from, like, some, like, luchador circuit a couple of years ago. And this year they had a wrestler called Frisco Flame, who... And, like, I went up to their merch booth after, like, at the end of the day to buy Frisco Flame pins.
Oh, my God.
Like, and I was, like... And then I said, like, thank you for the thing at Let's Rank It last night. And he was, like, oh, yeah, like, anytime. Like, as long as the conversation's happening. Yeah. And as long as I can do something to get it out there, like, I have done my job. Because we don't need more, like, white dudes to talk at people. And I was, like, yeah. And, like, seeing... like Frisco Flame in the lineup for PAXomania or whatever. I said PAXomania. I like genuinely don't know what's going on.
I have no idea.
But it's been like 5 years of PAX, and this is the first time it's been called PAX Rumble. So get off my dick. He didn't care. And he was like, yeah, anytime I can showcase like a queer wrestler and like help support them and get the word out that they're doing stuff is like, I want to do that. And I was like, yes, Pat Bear. Like, fucking Giant Bomb, you're so good! Like, also, I saw a video of the main Polygon people, like, getting together in a formation and saying trans rights.
I saw that!
You're also fucking valid. Thank you, like, just...
Brian David Gilbert, I love you so much!
It was Brian David Gilbert, Pat Gill, and Simone de Rochefort. Like, just thank you. Just for being... them. Just for, like, having the conversation. Like...
It's so important.
It really
especially
is.
Especially in the video game industry.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hit or miss. It really is. Like, some companies are, like, mm-hmm. just so...
up an ass.
Yeah. They're like, we don't want to anger a straight white man.
Like, no, anger them.
Like, please anger
them. Like, get them to fuck off, please.
Literally, I don't need them in my community.
Yeah.
I don't need them in my gay trans community.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Ugh. Gamers. It's right there.
Yeah. My piece for this is, so I didn't buy PAX badges because I was supposed to work PAX. And this was, like, gonna be my garbage bin, but it's not.
Okay.
So this guy named Rob was, like, very kind to me. Like, I set up, like, notifications for his emails because I just wanted to make sure I could help him as much as I could because he was so sweet. And he's friends with one of my old
booth teachers. Was he supposed to be working at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It was confidential. But I was supposed to be working at PAX East. I didn't work. But he was like, I feel bad that I, like, got your hopes up and you didn't get to get badges. And, like, he couldn't give me badges, obviously. But he was like, what's your, like, gaming setup? Like, what situations do you have? And he, like, gave me some free codes for games. And I was like, nice.
You're all right, Rob. You're good. You're a good guy.
And, like, they were, like, artsy-fartsy games and, like Cartoon Network and Adult Swim games. But I was still like, you're all right. Like, you did your goddamn best. Thank you. Like, one of them was, like, a $40 game for the PS4. And I was like,
yeah.
Thanks.
Fucking PAX. People that, like, work PAX are literally so nice. The kindest people.
Yeah. Another fun story. So, my boss is a little kooky. But, okay. like, in a kooky aunt kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just, like, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And her son really wanted to go to PAX.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what it was. And I gave her a brief overview, mm-hmm. and she was like, well, I'm not going to that. But he can. But her son is also, like, 12, mm-hmm. so he couldn't go alone.
Right.
So she bought him and his, like, and her husband Sunday passes, did not tell her husband what he was getting into, and he goes, I might divorce you.
Oh my god.
And, like, he obviously wasn't going to, but he was like, I can't believe you did this.
That
to
is
me.
A lot to throw on a person.
Yeah. But, like, now she might pay me to bring her son next year. Like, she might buy me a pass and then pay Fuck me on yes. top of that. Like, for the work days I would miss, she might just give me time.
See you there next year.
Literally, I hope I do. If I'm not working for Rob, I literally
fucking I'll buy you a PAX badge.
No, you won't, but that's okay.
I
that's way too much. I literally would never forgive you if you bought me a PAX badge.
You can just kick my ass and we'll call it even.
One of my biggest issues is that I can't accept gifts from people. Like, I had a heart attack once when Ash was like, I really want to buy you this game. I think you'll really enjoy it. I was like, stop. Don't buy it for me. Like, I can't. I always feel like people are going to think I'm taking advantage of them. So you're I don't let people buy things for me. Like, I can't. I have strokes. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's because I have OCD. Just maybe because I have OCD. But, oh, it really does. Like, oh, I have to learn to accept things. Like, I haven't had a birthday party in like 8 years. I'm not. Yes. But, like, it's fine.
I'm like, step number one is acknowledging you.
This is the worst step.
Yeah, it gets easier.
Okay. This is a therapy conversation. Okay.
I'm but probably PAX, not equipped
PAX,
to handle it.
Good thing, bad thing, okay thing. It'll be a good time. I'll get
there
eventually.
Not a lot on display this year.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of exciting stuff.
I did buy Donut County. That was at PAX last year.
Yes!
And it's such a good game.
But Donut County is so... Donut County is so good.
I want more. I want that game times 80.
Yeah. That's what Rebecca was saying, because, like, that's the only game Rebecca's played on my PS4. She's like,
she's valid.
I really like the donut game. I was like,
it's so good.
You're so fucking valid.
I, like, didn't read the story, but I was like, I am a raccoon.
The raccoon is an asshole and keeps selling out his friends to get, in-game loot.
And you're
by
the
destroying
raccoon.
Their town, and you're the raccoon, and you're an asshole, and you do the literal bare minimum to make it right.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our show's come to an end.
Woohoo!
Did you have more to say about PAX?
No? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that. Never mind.
Okay.
I had to segue to our closing thing.
But oh, yeah. All right. I mean, I'm going to be talking more about PAX on the Lifecast, like our mainline podcast. You can find all of our other podcasts at thelifecast.net. You can find a summary of all our work at thelifecast.network. You can find us on Twitter, TBOAE Podcast. You can follow the Lifecast on Twitter and Instagram at thelifecast.net. And I think that's it. You can find me at Nert. KNURTT. You can find Julia at.
You can find me at JFordFusion and potentially on the Lifecast Instagram, because I'm going to make an unboxing video when I eventually get my Kraken back.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Should
Tiana
we do it together?
Well. Ooh, maybe.
Special.
Maybe, but I
live.
Don't think I will be able. Oh, live. Okay. If we like record it from separate spots, because I will not be able to contain myself.
That's fine.
I will be opening it, like, immediately.
Oh,
depending
okay.
on when we get it.
Yeah, do your unboxing, and I'll film mine, and we'll, like, smush it together in one video.
Okay.
Because,
Why not?
I don't know how to do content for social media. Employers don't listen. I'm trying to make them think I do. Anyway, so
I think that people at PAX just some people are really great, Deanna, but some people just have to suck less,
fuck more,
howl at the moon,
dress in black, and worship wholeheartedly. That was so that good.
Can I just mention, I would slap Stone Cold Steve Austin's ass in 5 seconds. Less.
Yeah!
If his ass was anywhere near me, I would just immediately be like, damn! Like...